Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Joe?
Hey, Jesse. Yeah, this is Joe. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing today, Joe?
Doing pretty good. Sounds like I got some good news ahead of me right here.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I'm here to help. Joe, my mapping coordinator, Jim, a bunch of J names here, had just wanted me to hop on the line and go ahead and apply a promotional rate that he put in for your younger company. Now, before I get into the price of the program, did you have any questions at all about the placement, how it works, anything?
Yeah, just one. So, I just wanted to verify. So when people look up, when they type in my name into like the Google search, it'll come up like on that first page. He was saying it sounds like on the first page is a handyman that you could find in Placer County, local area.
Yeah, so absolutely. So, but it's a little bit more than that. So, right, it's if people look for your services within your service area, then we'll make sure that you pop up there as a top recommended option when people are actually searching for those services that you provide. So, like handyman, if you're doing any, well, okay, so let me ask, what is kind of your bread and butter?
So it's interior, like finishing touches, design, like making things look clean and nice, changing out faucet fixtures, doing curtains, blinds, doorknobs, things like that. I like to make things look good.
Okay. So kind of like interior design.
Yeah, but the handyman style. I can help you kind of see a little, most people have a vision already of what they want, and then I kind of just replace it for them. But
Okay.
yeah, interior design.
Okay. Great. So that's absolutely the keywords that we can get you found for when people are actually making those searches. But essentially, Joe, this is an A to Z marketing option for your company. So you really wouldn't have to do anything else online ever again. Now, let me ask you. So you started in July, right? Congratulations, by the way, on getting a business up and running. But how has business been so far?
I'd say it's been, fairly steady. It was a
Okay.
little slow over the winter periods,
Mm-hmm.
because everybody's kind of probably getting their holidays together and tax season, and so with the rain and stuff, it's been starting to slowly trickle in. And projects do come in fairly well. I'm with Angie's List. I'm certified with them. I've got my, insurance all cleared up with them and stuff like that too. But they've been sending me some pretty good leads, but some of the leads that they're sending me, are kind of out of my bracket. They're exterior type of jobs. And so I have to just let the person know, hey, keep me in mind for interior jobs. And so that's, fine marketing for now. But I would like to find, like a niche way to be like, hey, this handyman, he does all the faucets you need, all the blinds you need. You need any windows caulked? those kinds of like little finishing touches, be nice exposure.
Absolutely, and that's 100% what we'll be able to do is get you found for the jobs that you're actually doing. And that's pretty much all you're doing right now for online marketing, right? Is just that Angie's.
Yeah, I tried Thumbtack, and it was a disaster, to be honest. It was
Oh.
paying per lead, and
Oh.
it was not a good
Yeah.
experience.
So you don't like paying per lead then? It's kind of not your thing.
No, no, because it wasn't a sure thing on the lead, see? So it was potentially that you would pay for the lead and hope that the job fit the match, right? And so if the job didn't fit the match and you got the lead anyways and you already paid for it, then you're kind of sitting there with a lead that's just like, hey, I thought you did this job, and you're sitting there going, hey, I'm sorry, I only do these certain projects.
Yeah, that is kind of, especially when you're doing something, I guess I would say a little bit more like niche, it can be a little bit more difficult with lead generation services because they're so broad in the services that they want you found for. Yeah, that's the great thing also about our service here, Joe, is we work on a month-to-month basis. So there are no lead fees, no extra taxes, no hidden costs. With our program, there are also no contracts. So we are a performance-based company, so it is our job to keep your phone ringing, okay?
Fantastic.
Now, as far as pricing goes for you, Joe, since mm-hmm. Jim did put in that promotional rate, I can get you in for a 50% reduced rate of just $249 month to month. The first month, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to program you in. So the first month, it would be $348, and then next month going forward, it'll be $249, okay? Now, as far as what that includes for you, that is going to be for your Google Local optimization setup, there for that spotlight position on the map section of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases. We would submit your company with up to 60 directory listings, and this is really just to get relevancy for your company. So we get you on like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, as well as Bing's first page. We'll get you on mobile devices because that is different programming with different search results like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. We'd also get you sponsored Facebook ads. So when somebody searches for your services within your service area, then your ad would be popping up in that person's news feed. So it's a retargeted ad.
Can you repeat that last thing? It cut out there right when you said Facebook something.
Okay, so no problem. So we would get you sponsored Facebook ads. So essentially if somebody looks for your services within your service area and they go to their Facebook, your ad will actually be popping up in that person's news feed.
It's
retargeting. So, I mean, I'm sure you've done it, right, where you've, like, searched for shoes and then gone to Facebook and seen shoes in your Facebook, like an ad for them. Mm-hmm. How Facebook captures that person and retargets the ad as recognizing them as a potential client. So now you don't have a website yet, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. So I can also, too, Joe, go ahead and throw in a website at no additional cost. Normally it is an extra $300, but I'll include that for you at no additional cost.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what do you think of everything?
I mean, it sounds like really good exposure. Mm-hmm. 200 and you said about 250 a month? Starting
249.
Or 249. So about 349 initially and then 249 moving forward, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And let me ask, how... just on average, do you guys work with a lot of different small businesses, or do you guys range from small to large, or like, let me know a little bit about you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So it does kind of range from so we have over 10,000 clients throughout the United States. We work with franchises, smaller companies, medium-sized companies. I mean, we really work with all types of companies. One of our biggest clients that we have is Extra Space Storage. I'm sure you're familiar with them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, so that's probably one of our biggest clients that we work with throughout the United States. But I'd say the majority of the people that we work with are, a little bit more mom and pop or, just kind of a smaller gig type of thing. And then it just ranges in between. But we've been in business for 18 years. We do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We do have this Google Premier Partnership, which really gives us leading industry expert experience. So essentially what that means really is we have access to Google's algorithm, as well as them coming into our office and training us on their services, which is how we're able to get you results much quicker than, the average person, right?
Got like compared to like Angie's List or something like that.
Well, so the thing with Angie's is they're just a directory listing, right? So essentially the way that Google set up, if somebody searches for, handyman or just an interior or handyman, interior design, any one of those keywords, they'll go to Google. They'll see the ad section of Google, the map section of Google, and then below that will be the top 25 handyman through Angie. So that's how they're getting to you. Angie is essentially placing themselves on Google. With like Angie's leads, they'll recycle those leads to all the same people in your area that do what you do. I know Angie's List is more direct phone calls, but they're still having to go through a third party to get to you. So, right. I mean, if you're doing well with Angie's, I mean, you'll do amazing on Google just for the mere fact that you'll have those direct phone calls and be a separate entity on your own ahead of your competitors in the area.
Wow, fantastic. So it'll almost be like, it'll be Angie's name and they'll see mine in the Google search as well. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just when they search for your services. So they don't actually have to know the name of your business to find you. So it's actually like having a virtual business card, you know, just by having your services listed.
How are you guys able to do that? It's fascinating. You said you guys have a corporation with business or a connection with Google, that makes it so you can put, your clients' names at the top of listings based on a demographic of specific, you said like 15 categories of words?
Yeah, 15 keyword phrases, just as long as there's services you offer. I did actually text you over the extension or the link to the Google Partner Directory, so you can just verify our partnership. Of course, you can Google that information yourself, but on that link, it'll say our business name, and then it'll also have our website, so you can see our website itself. But like I said, essentially, it gives us access to their algorithm, but when they train us on their services, it's, you know, backlinks, content creation, we do cleanup, make sure everything is accurate and correct on the internet. I know you don't have a lot right now, but it's like even one little thing like, you know, a different zip code or, you know, one letter off in your name, stuff like that can actually keep you off the first page. So then we're constantly creating that content, all the backlinks that go into that, and then finding the keywords that are most searched for in your area with the services that you're actually providing. Then we market that towards your peak business hours of the day, you know, with both computer and mobile devices. So it's like even if you got a Google Business Profile, right, which is free, I mean, you don't have to pay for that. You can absolutely do that on your own. But since there are pages and pages of results, that's only going to be helpful if somebody actually knows the name of your company. At that point, it's like, let's see, for your area, I mean, you're in a pretty big area too, right? Loomis? I've lived in California my whole life, and I don't know where Loomis is, but you have a 916 area code, so I'm assuming it's North California, right?
Yes.
Like Sacramento?
Yes, up that direction. We're
okay.
A smaller town because we're kind of up towards, like, the foothills area, but we're right between, like, Henryn and Rockland area, right in there.
Okay, but you're not far from Sacramento.
No, not at all. I'm like 20 minutes max, 15. Yeah.
Okay. So for just that area, there's 203 pages just for that keyword handyman. So that's why it's only helpful to have a Google Business Profile on its own if people know the name of your company already. So the Google partners essentially, you know, Google itself will deal with the major corporations. They have a department where they'll deal with like Coca-Cola and Apple and all of those major corporations. But then they hire and train Google partners to be able to optimize companies there onto the first page. And then when a listing becomes available, those partners kind of comb through the area looking for a company that can fit that available listing into optimizing you there on that first page.
Gotcha. And how selective are the companies that they go for? Like, are you guys is it like a very niche program as well? Kind of like where, you know, only you guys have the access to the pages in like the Sacramento, Placer County area? Or is it kind of like divided between you and a couple other partners? How does that work?
Well, yeah, it's a few other people because there are about like 10 people that are able to be, like, between 10 and 15 people that are able to be there on that first page. So that there is definitely more than one person that operates that first page, but since there's only so many available spots, that's when they come available that we're able to fill those positions. So, I mean, you know, somebody could have moved or retired. I mean, you know, there's lots of reasons why people kind of fall off the first spot, but it just, when it does become available, we're able to operate that position.
Got you. So as per se for like a good marketing tool for myself. Maybe I say I'm out and about with some friends or you know, with some clients. Would I be able to like say, hey, you know, if you want, by the way, you know, if I say maybe I don't have a business card or something, I could say, I can type in Google right quick here, put in handyman, you know, jobs in Sacramento or something, and like I can show them my name would come up and my business and my website and stuff like that.
Absolutely. You can definitely do that. I mean, if you're just referring somebody, you can do that, but you could also just, you know, give them the link for your website that we'll create for you. And then they'll be able to kind of see, you know, some of your work, who you are, that type of stuff. So, I mean, because it's essentially, it is still for that brand awareness, right? Because, you know, if somebody refers you, like you have a client that refers another client, typically one of the first things that people do when they're getting a reference from somebody is look at their Google presence. So they'll go online, put in your business name, see you have some reviews, see your website, see the pictures of your work, get an idea of who you are, and then they'll call you. So not having that brand awareness can, you know, it can be kind of detrimental to even, you know, referrals, right? But for new clients, it would be just about them searching for those keywords. So I would say if you're referring someone, you know, just give them your website. But, I mean, if you just want to show them, hey, look, and I'm on the first page, you know, I mean, you can absolutely do that.
Kind of, yeah, that to me is like would be worth a lot of it.
Absolutely.
That, you know.
100%.
When I go around and I search like, hey, you know, auto mechanics near me, you know, I would like to be, you know, one of the handymen near me in searches near, in at least in my Placer County, mainly Placer County area. I do a lot of work in Sacramento, but I am kind of trying to keep. I've just noticed that once I can keep the mileage lower, then I can do more projects throughout the day. So I'm hoping to get to a place where I can do 2 to 3 projects a day instead of just 1 to 2, you know, with the travel.
Well, so that's the great thing about this, Joe, is we get you listed within, like, so the first page of the map section gives you about a 20 to 25-mile radius. The Facebook ads give you about a 50-mile radius, but you get to kind of set your zip codes and where you want to be found more. And if there's places you don't want to be found in, we can absolutely take that out. But it's better to have more business closer. You know, because it's like if somebody's looking for a handyman and, you know, let's just say they have something that they need done right away. I mean, they're going to call somebody that's, you know, that looks like their miles are closer than somebody that's 50 miles away because they're going to want that job done, you know, like pretty quickly. So especially anywhere in California pretty much that you live, it's always better to get that business closer. I mean, just for the mere fact that gas is so expensive, you know. I mean, you really want to be driving everywhere, you know.
So. I have the Chevy Silverado 2024 reserved for my van for the summer of 2024, and I can't wait to stop spending all this money on fuel.
Wow. Yeah, I have a Chevy Colorado, and it's not as big as a Silverado, but it still is, you know, a gas guzzler for sure. I mean,
this is going to be the EV. This is going to be the new electric.
Oh, you're getting the EV? You're getting that?
Yeah, on the day, yes, coming out in the summer of 24. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how much do you think it'll be, though? Like 70, 80,000?
It's actually going to, around, but it's between 50 and 60 with a down payment of about 12.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, 12 isn't bad, you know, I mean, that, you know, I mean, it just depends on, I mean, I don't know, my credit isn't, like, the greatest, so my car payments would probably be, like, $800 for that,
I'm hoping to keep it under 4, but we'll see.
I mean, it really, you know, everything just depends on credit, right, you know, it's like I was able to get the truck I have now at a 5%. You know, which isn't bad, but it's not wonderful either. So.
Yeah, and good for now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could get. Yeah.
Totally. But that's awesome. I think that's amazing. You know, I know that eventually that gas cars will be kind of obsolete, you know? It's getting to that point where it's just going to.
That's the way it's headed, bro.
Right. And, you know, and California is kind of leading for that. You know, I mean, we have EV chargers everywhere. You know, I mean, there is within my area. I'm in Orange County. Within my area, there's like I think 24 EV chargers within about a 5 mile radius of where I live. You know, it's you know, you would have no problem charging them. So,
not at all. And,
have you looked and
seen how much are they charging for like hour or minute or whatever?
I haven't. How much do they usually charge? No, I'm curious.
So, like, some places are different, right? Some like up here in the Rockland Roseville area near like the Galleria and near the mall, they'll charge you like I think it's $4 per like hour charge or something like that. So you can charge it for at least, I think you could charge it up to like 3 hours or something like that.
Okay.
Like $12.
How much does that get you?
I think it gets you like, it can get you like a full, like depending on like how many amps or whatever your vehicle can take, then it can get you about a full charge because it's a fast charge. But that's $4. And then other places charge like 25 cents an amp or something. So it's like,
wow.
It really just depends on where you go.
That's so crazy.
That's
awesome. I mean, it cost me like $100 to fill up my truck. And it's actually gone down a little bit. Like at Costco, I was able to get it filled for like $75, but typically it's like $100. Yeah,
my little Rav. I got a little Rav that I commute with, and I can fill it up for about $55-$60.
Oh, I love Rav. RAV4s, they're great. I think they're great cars. It's like one of my favorites for sure.
I can get my ladders, all my equipment, my tools, and keep it out of the rain. It's perfect.
Yeah, I definitely love those cars. But, I mean, good for you, you know. I absolutely would go that way and get the EV, that Silverado. Oh, I bet it's going to be a beautiful car. You'll be in love with that car.
I am. I'm looking forward to it.
I bet it's going to have so many features. You know, it's just EV cars tend to have so many, like, awesome features to it, too. Like, eventually they'll be driving for you, you know? So, I mean, I think it'll be better than the Tesla, though, you know? The way that they build them, like, now, I just feel like Tesla at least showed everybody what not to do, you know? Because they've had so many problems with their self-driving cars. I mean, I'm sure you've heard about that, right?
Some of the videos are like.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that Elon Musk is thinking about closing down Tesla. I'm not sure how true that is, but he thinks that, like, people won't be able to afford expensive cars or something. I don't know. He's crazy. But, you know.
He's just always got something going on.
Yeah, totally. Well, so Joe, what do you think? I mean, you want to give it a shot?
I do. Yeah, okay. I like it, and I appreciate the information, and I'm hoping that this, you know, this runs through. Is there an average number that people have reported back to of like the amount of leads they were able to get? Like you were talking about my phone ringing off the hook, and I'm hoping.
Well, so typically with my clients with Facebook ads, they can receive up to 6 calls a day. The local listing tends to have about a 10-to-1 return on investment. But I mean, I already told you how many people are searching for your services in your area, right? Did I mention that?
No, how much was that? You said in 200 in Sacramento, I think there's like 200 pages or something.
No. Okay. So for your area for Handyman, just for that. It looks like in the past 30 days, there were 1,845 searches done. So, I mean, you know, this is just business as of now that's slipping through your fingers, right?
In
the past 30 days. So that's how many people.
30 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 30 so
just sell a lot.
Well, yeah, and I mean, just to be clear, this doesn't mean you're going to get 1,800 phone calls, right? But
right.
you'll at least be able to capture a percentage of those, you know, and that's how we're able to do it on the computer and mobile devices and being listed there on that first page. And then also, since people are searching that much on Google, right, and once they even search for those services on Google and then they go to Facebook, they'll still have your ad being pushed basically in their face. And, you know, it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of planting that seed, right? Somebody searches handyman and then they see your ad and they're like, well, hey, I was actually just looking for this. Like, let me check out who this is, you know, and that kind of generates that work and somebody not feeling like, you know, pushed to do it in a sense, but still having it visible while they've already been looking for it. Does that kind of make sense?
Say that one more time. Like, they're not being pushed to look, but they're like, but yeah, they're encouraged. Like, it was planting that seed, like you're saying.
I'm yes.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. 100%. That's why I love Facebook ads. But I ultimately love to do what's best for my clients, you know. So the Facebook ads actually have a higher percent conversion across all industries, even more than Google ads. So, I mean, we do have a package that includes Google ads that's a little bit more expensive, but the Facebook ads have a 9% conversion, where the Google ads actually only have a 4% conversion. So you're paying less and getting more, right? And that's really what I would rather you do. I mean, you can always upgrade to Google Ads or to Google Guaranteed. There is other programs you can absolutely upgrade to, but for right now, I would say this is a good spot for you to be in.
Got you. Tell me a little bit about those other ones as well, just so I can have like a little bit of a figure in my head.
Absolutely. So, I would 100% suggest if you want to upgrade to actually do Google Guaranteed. But you said you didn't like lead services, though, and Google Guaranteed is a lead service.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, but the major benefit in it, Joe, is that the leads are exclusive, so they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. And unlike Thumbtack or HomeAdvisor or, you know, Angie's Leads, the only two things that qualify a lead through Google Guaranteed is if somebody is asking about a price or setting an appointment. So since they're direct calls, if somebody is asking about something you don't do, if they're calling outside of your service area that you get to set, if they call you, you miss the call, you call them back and they found somebody, all those things would be considered disqualified. So you would only...
I wouldn't have to pay for that lead.
Yes. So you have a prepaid amount of leads. It's a Google required minimum budget of a prepaid amount of 13 leads. It doesn't mean that you're paying for 13 leads every month unless you take on all 13 leads. But, that basically, if you got, you know, one, good lead that was like somebody setting an appointment with you and like three disqualified leads, with our program, it does it automatically. It automatically disqualifies it because the calls are all recorded. And then it does take out that three, right, from your prepaid amount, but then it gets credited back within, like, 60 days. So just to be, you know, totally transparent on how it all works, that's, you know, how it would work. Does that
yeah.
kind of make sense?
Yeah. That sounds, like you said, probably a little more interactive maybe than what I'm looking to get involved in the immediate right now for sure.
And with Google Guaranteed, you have to be licensed and insured. Is that something that you have?
Yeah, I am. I have my general business license. I don't have a contractor's license, but the general business license, and then I'm also insured with Next.
Okay, well... So I would have to look at anyways, like specifically to see what type of insurance you would need for handyman, because it's not even necessarily what you need for the state. It's Google Guaranteed specifically. So, it's a process for sure. But I love it. I love Google Guaranteed. What it does is it places you at the very top of Google right under the search bar. And Google is saying you're a trusted company because you've gone through a vetting process. So what Google is actually guaranteeing is your work. So when somebody chooses you, that person is given up to $2,000 of insurance for choosing you, and Google is saying that you're a trusted company. So, I mean, just to give you a little bit of an idea of what the price of that would be, for the future if you want to end up doing that.
Sure.
The price for your area, let's see. Okay. So it would be, one second here. Okay, so the lead cost for the handyman would be, it would be $36. The required minimum budget for the first month after everything is up and running would be $470. So that would be for 13 leads. Then the following month, if you only took on one lead, you would only pay for that one lead. So you would pay back into that, and the remaining 12 would roll over into the next month. But you can always add to that too. So, you know, if you wanted to do 20, then it would be $720. If you wanted to do 20 leads, then the rate would be $720 for your budget.
Got you. But these are pretty much like guaranteed niche. They like match you up exactly with the kinds of jobs that you're going to do for, like, you only pay for a job that you do, right? So it pretty much pays for itself each time, right?
Well, so, okay, I'll just kind of show you what it looks like. You're on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so go to Google. And then in your area, just put handyman near me. Okay. And I can even see in your area who's looking for it or who has it too. So at the top, it should say Google Guaranteed right there at the top. You see that?
Yep. Prestige Home and Restoration and JN Landscaping.
Yes, so that's who I see as well. So these are all the companies, right? So essentially the way it works is somebody searches handyman. They look at these companies. Maybe they press more businesses. They see all the people using Google Guaranteed. Actually, it's only three in your area right now. All the people that are at the bottom there have their leads turned off. So when your leads are turned off, you just go to the bottom. When they're turned on, you have the green check mark, and you're there at the top. So they press on the little profile, right? They'll see that you're licensed, insured, or passed a background check. There's different requirements for different areas. It looks like all of the ones in your area actually only require a background check. So it doesn't actually – well, one of them has insurance but no licensing. Mm-hmm. So it may not be required for licensing in your area. It could be just a background check and that. But either way, so they'll see this. They'll call you. Right. So now once you answer the phone, it'll say this is a call from Google Guaranteed. So it notifies you that it's a call from Google Guaranteed. Now from there, like I said, the calls begin recording. So if that person asks about a price or sets an appointment with you, then that is considered a qualified lead. Everything else is disqualified. So if they ask about a price, let's say about something you don't do, like they're asking about fountains, outside fountains. You know, and you don't do that. That's disqualified. If they're asking about, something outside of your service area that you get to set the cities and zip codes, then that's disqualified. If you miss the call and they found somebody, that's disqualified. You know, so, I mean, that it's about the quality instead of the quantity. So, I mean, and getting yourself in front of somebody by being the first person there is so much more likely to get the job instead of just somebody price shopping. You know what I mean? So you'll be the first person to talk to them in that area, and then only two things will actually qualify you to pay for that lead.
Got you. And how much did you say it was per lead? It was like 430 something for like 12 leads or something?
At 470 for 13 leads, the lead cost would be $36.
Got you. Okay, and so that would be interesting. I wouldn't pay that per month. That would just be per lead.
Right. So the $470 is just a prepaid minimum budget. Okay. So you pay the $13, and then the following month after that, it does take 4 to 6 weeks for your application to process. So Just the whole thing. It is a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. It does take 4 to 6 weeks for your application to process. Once it's processed and your account is up and running, you pay the $470. Now, the next month after that, if you only took on one lead, then you would only pay $36 and the remaining 12 would roll over into the next month.
That's a good system. I'm seeing the system. Okay.
Yeah, 100%. So if you ever, for some reason, decided, Joe, you didn't want to continue, then you just let us know, run out my 13 leads and you'd be done. So that's kind of how that works.
Got you. Okay. Okay. So I could almost try it as like a trial base, maybe, as well, for like starting off with the four. You said it was an application fee of like $250, and then I don't pay the $470 until the 4 weeks application fee and background and all that goes through, right?
Yes, exactly.
And now that's a separate entity from what you were offering initially, right, with the Facebook ads? Google, Facebook?
Well, so we do have something called an ideal package that would be all of that together. The thing is, Joe, because you don't have a current online presence, part of the requirement for being on Google Guaranteed is having an online presence already. So you have to have a Google Business profile that's being optimized, that has some reviews, have some directory listings. That's just part of the requirement for being there. That's what makes it so profitable to be on that first or on Google Guaranteed, is it really is not easy to get there. So it takes quite a bit to get you up there. And then that's how you're kind of separated from everybody else in your area. If you wanted to do that, then you would have to do both of them together. The one thing I could do, if that's something that you want to do, is for the monthly package, I could go ahead and waive the setup fee if you did that. And then, that's actually for that would be the best I could do. So at least it would be the setup fee. So essentially it would be like $4.99 to start.
$4.99 to start. And what was the setup fee again?
So the setup fee was $99.
Oh, right. Okay. Gotcha. And so $4.99 to start, and that would include the website. You guys would help me set the website up and then also get me onto the Google Guaranteed?
Yes, absolutely. So here, I can actually text you over what a website could look like, just so you can get an idea. The text message I'm sending is going to have a link to our website that kind of shows the features of the website, and then it's going to have a client of ours that'll say Morgan Electric CA. So that's the client. So you can get kind of an idea of somebody who's already doing it.
Gotcha. I like this. This looks very, very nice.
Yeah, I mean, our websites are really amazing. So the great thing with our websites is, so I think I might have mentioned it, but sorry if I'm repeating myself. You do get a complete customized tracking and reporting system. So we don't want you to just take our word for everything. You'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. But with the reporting dashboard, you have access to your website to be able to change anything you want to it at any given time. So we'll optimize, manage, maintain it, build it. It's 100% Google compliant. And if you don't want to change anything, we can absolutely take care of it. But at least you know you have the freedom to, change some wording, change some photos, do whatever you'd like, and then it goes live automatically.
Perfect. Okay, so let me just review with you then. So for the $4.99, that would include the Facebook ads, the web page to help me set it up, and then with that, I would pay the initial $200, including the $2.99 for the application fee for the Google Guarantee.
So the $4.99, it would include the Facebook ads, the directory listings, the website, the local map section for the first page. It would also include the application fee for the Google Guaranteed, and then also getting you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. Now, Two, just so you know, Joe, the monthly package, the $249 package, after the first month, if you wanted to, you could go ahead and stop that. So you don't have to do that forever. If you just want to be in Google Guaranteed, you can absolutely stop that at the first month. I mean, everything we do here is month to month anyways. But I mean, I'm just letting you know, it's just something that, I mean, once you're in Google Guaranteed, you really won't have to do anything else online, but you do still have the option to, you know, continue that if you want. It's completely up to you.
Gotcha. So just so I understand, after I pay the $4.99, say, to get everything set up, we get the website rolling, we get the Google's guaranteed going, say a month goes by, I've used a lead, right? And so I would pay the $2.49 plus an additional, like, $38 for another lead, correct?
Yes.
For the next month?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. So initial $4.99, and then next month it would start as $2.49 plus whatever additional leads I would need from the Google.
Well,
perfect.
Well,
I like that.
Hmm? Well, no, okay. So no, so that would be the third month. Okay, so the first month, I'll just kind of break it down. The first month you would pay $4.99. Now, let's say next month the Google Guaranteed account is up at the same time that your monthly package is due. So it would be the 6th, you pay today, it'd be the 6th of April, right? Let's say that they coincide on the same day. Then you would pay $7.19. Okay? And then the third month, then you would pay for the lead that you're taking on as well as the monthly package, which would be the $2.49 plus the $36, or if you took on two leads, then it'd be like $70 plus $2.49. Sorry, I'm hard to do math in my head.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Take one step back. What was the $7.29? Was that for the initial payment of the 13 leads for the Google guarantee?
Yes.
Got you.
So that would be the 13 leads plus the $2.49 would be $7.19.
Got you. That would be the next month after. Okay, so I'm paying the $4.99 this month, and then after the application fee is processed and the website set up next month, then it would be the $2.49 plus the leads or the guarantee, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
I think I'm with you.
Just so we're on the same page. But here, mm-hmm. What's your email?
Joe Jobs, JoeJobs, fam, F as in Fred, AM, business at gmail.com.
Okay.
I think I'm understanding, brother. I just want to make sure that I get it all down.
Yeah, no, I was going to send you an email, with, so you can see it all in writing. A breakdown of the price. I'm just kind of a visual person myself, so I like to have kind of something to look at. Let me know that came through.
Okay. Because right now what I'm thinking, too, just to be, you know, open with you, is, you know, I appreciate Angie's leads, but if they if I don't feel like I'm getting the, you know, niche services that I can get from them, then I'm willing to move over to a program that sounds, you know, with you guys, it sounds, you know, much more like I'll be getting some just hotter exposure. It's kind of like cutting out the middleman almost with Angie a little bit.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, Google Guaranteed is really my favorite thing on Google, hands down. I love it. I have 100% retention rate with all of my clients in Google Guaranteed. So it 100% I think is the best thing that you can do for your company. I mean, I just think about it from my own perspective. You know, it's, if I was an average person looking for something online and I see this, okay, Google Guaranteed. Okay. That sounds interesting. And then, look at it, see, okay, this person has gone through a vetting process and okay. And I'm insured if something happens through Google, I'm insured, you know, then those are things that would entice me as a person to want to have somebody in my home doing work on the things in my home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're not just some you're not just some other business on Google. Mm-hmm. It's something else, right?
And
so,
and I love that fast verification, like how I could just, you know, pull up handyman, the word handyman, because that's something my brother and I talk about. He's also a handyman, and we talk about, you know, the visibility. Now, he's got quite a wider variety of projects he could perform, so he's, to be honest, hasn't had to do, like, any marketing to be, you know, so it's, you know, been really good for him, you know, to do everything word of mouth. But, you know, with my niche, you know, performances, you know, I really want to be able to get that word out there about the business. And, you know, we were kind of, talking a lot about getting that profile. I am waiting. I was telling the fella right before I was talking. I forgot his name. But we were talking thank you. We were talking about I'm looking to get verified through Google Maps so that they put my business, you know, on Google's Maps when, you know, you type in my actual name. So this sounds like that, plus this might even help that in the process, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. 100%. It would help with that. I just want to make sure that this is 100% a good fit for you. But just to kind of give you an idea for Google Guaranteed, the subcategory, so the services that you can be found for within Google Guaranteed for that keyword handyman, it would be assemble furniture, clean gutters, install drywall, install fan, install flooring, install tile, install water fixtures, mount TV, paint indoors, paint outdoors, repair drywall, repair fan, repair flooring, repair water fixtures, replace tile. So, I mean,
most of those keywords are good. There are a couple that I would change. Would you be able to send me over those and I could like write maybe a different category of something that I might do instead of something, you know, one of the others?
Well, so with Google Guaranteed, the only thing that you'd be able to do with this is not include certain ones. So if you didn't want to be found for certain ones, then that would be like, you know, let's just say you decided you didn't want to include mount TV and somebody was calling you to mount your TV, then that would be considered a disqualified lead. So you can't change what's in the subcategories with Google Guaranteed, but you can pick the ones that you want to be only specifically found for.
Okay, good, good. I would probably take a couple of those off then.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you absolutely don't have to be found for all of these. But, I mean, it sounds like you're doing, like, you know, indoor painting, you know, assembly, mm-hmm. furniture, install,
absolutely.
Like, water fixtures, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the only thing I probably wouldn't do is, like, the gutters. I don't do, like, the exterior mess type stuff, like fence posts and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
okay. Yeah, then that would be the only, you can absolutely take out those keywords. I just wanted to make sure that the keywords that are within the category are keywords that fit for you. So
most of them are.
Okay, wonderful. So then what do you, I mean, do you want to do the ideal package? Is that what you're wanting to do?
Yeah, I'm thinking I want to go ahead with that. So with the initial $4.99, and then let me see here. Oh, let me look over this so I can just kind of look over the package real quick with you, brother.
Yeah, did that email come through?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. That's it.
that up. Using clients out. Yeah, this looks good. This looks really good, Jeff.
Okay. Okay. Well, and since we already checked for your area, it, like I said, it doesn't look like you need licensing for your area. It only looks like you need insurance. So,
okay. Is it okay if, is there any place that we might be able to add that I have, a general business license just for advertising effect?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can 100% do that. If you have licensing, you can add it there. I believe so.
On the website.
Yeah. So, and just so you know too, Joe, my phone might disconnect on you once it hits the hour mark. Just letting you know, that I'm not hanging up on you. If it does that, I'll just call back right away. Okay. So now do you have any questions before I start getting you set up?
I want to reconfirm. It'll be about 4 months until I'll need to pay four weeks until I need to pay the 719.
So it would be 4 to 6 weeks before you pay the 470, but on the 6th, you would pay the 249 again for the second month.
Okay, on the 6th. So on April 6th, I would pay 249 for that Google ads, right?
Well, for the map section of Google, the Facebook, all of that. So that would be that next month on the 6th exactly. So I can't tell you specifically when the Google guaranteed profile will go through. It could be, let's just say, exactly on the 6th, and then you would pay the 719 on the 6th, or you would pay the 249 on the 6th, and then 2 weeks later you would pay the 470.
Right. I was going to say, is there any way to set it up like that so that I have a little spaced out chance to get some projects going to pay off that, previous one so that I can, I'll have a little money generated to pay off the next one?
You know what, Joe? Absolutely. If you just communicate with them that you need a little bit of time, you can absolutely do that. I've had clients do that before, and I can definitely notate that. So typically what it does is it automatically charges it. But if I let them know that you want it to be, at the 6 week mark, even if it gets processed before that, they can do that for sure.
Let's do that. 'Cause then I can expect it and I can put an update for myself. I can have everything clear.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Wonderful. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Would that be the 20th then?
So let's see. So 2 weeks from the 6th would be the 20th, yeah.
That's right. Or you said $4.99?
Yes, today. Uh-huh.
Or I'm sorry. No. What would be the on the 20th? How much?
Oh, it would be $470.
$470. There we go. Perfect. Yeah, there we go. And See that investment is a different type of investment to me than the monthly, ads. The ads to me is the website. You guys helping me keep that on roll, and then the Google leads, the guarantee, is the leads. So that's it's helping me to separate it.
Absolutely. I mean, Joe, you're going to be painting yourself across the board on the internet, so you really won't have to do anything. I know that Angie's kind of puts you into a year contract. Did they do that with you?
No, I think it's a month to month. I'm going to need to make sure because I've already paid them $500. So.
Okay.
I need to make sure, and I've got another $500 coming out on the 20th of next month, so.
For them?
Yeah.
Oh, why? Is it just charged on the 20th? Is that your billing date? Okay,
Yeah,
okay.
that was yeah, I think it's a monthly thing, but yeah, that's what I'd be paying them. So that's why I'm like, man, you guys your guys' leads are gonna be much more your exposure. Well, it's through Angie's ads. So they put
Right.
my name in a bunch of their, ads, right? And then but it sounds like they really are kind of like the middleman where I'm gonna get like, right in the front,
Well, I mean, just think about it too. Like, Joe, it's like before I started working here, I didn't even know what Angie's was, right? And then but I've always known what Google is. I mean, everybody knows what Google is. I have had those like one or two people that live in, the middle of nowhere that literally have no computer and they actually don't know what Google is, but that is very rare.
Yeah, I kind of
So.
wish I had talked to you guys first. I didn't quite know how to, where this was going. So, it's just a process.
Yeah. It is absolutely. I would say though, it's typically what my clients will do is, because we work with a lot of Angi clients, is they'll continue with that program until they get everything up and running on Google and have those jobs coming in from Google, just so there's no period of not having any marketing, right? Since it does just take, like that period to kind of get everything going. So that's typically what my clients will do. Some of them continue to do both. But I mean, in my opinion, I just don't think that you need to. Like, I don't think it's necessary to do both.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna talk to them and be like, hey, I think this will be the, I'm gonna finish out this month, but then I'll cancel my subscription next month.
Yeah, I would
And
do that.
it'll fall on a day that I was planning on spending the same amount. So it actually works out perfectly in my entire budget.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that it sounds like all of this was really good timing. I mean, timing really is
Correct.
everything. So,
It is.
okay. So
Yeah.
now, Joe, now, do you have any other questions before I start setting up the account?
So, just real fast here. Let me see. I want to check on my account, my business account, just because they were doing some updates earlier. I didn't expect to really make this kind of investment this morning.
Okay.
So let me see just kind of where they are with it, because I was going to do some updating. They said that everything should be good by this afternoon. If there's a way that I could maybe we could like finalize the rest of this a little later today if it's not up and running. Let me check here actually. Unless maybe I could use a different card, but yeah. There's that. How much did you say? 249 initially?
Well, today it'd be $4.99.
Oh, excuse me, 499. That's right. Okay. Yes. Yeah, they're still doing some maintenance on this. So
Okay.
I want to get it set up. Is
Okay.
there any way, how late are you guys open? So
We're open until 4. Do you think you might be ready at like 3:30?
I was going to say maybe even by like 1. Could you give me a call by 1 and check to see just to see if like in the afternoon, or yeah, if you want to try a little later too, just to give us a little more time. But yeah, I'm down to do that.
Well, so my extension and phone number, Joe, is in the email I sent you. I'll just text that over to you just so you have it too. The number I've been texting you from, you can also text me back at that number. So how about, I'll just look out for, a phone call or text message before like 3. And if I don't hear from you by 3, then I'll call you then.
Okay.
Cool. And I just got your other text message. Hey, brother, here we go. Business at the top of Google today. Contact me. Press number one, then follow, and I got your extension. Awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go ahead and save the position for you until 3 o'clock, and then we can go ahead and get you all set up and get everything going, okay?
Thank you, man. I'm super excited. Yeah, and I just got my my card reader finalized, so I can offer, you know, credit card payment and debit and all that fun stuff. So I'm looking forward to getting all this done.
Oh, nice. What are you doing your card reader through? Like,
oh.